You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, what do you got for me? Anything good that happened last night? Because I tell you, in my world, it's like nothing.
Crickets, huh? Well, you know, it's funny. I was complaining I took a day off the other day because I was being lazy and I just needed some time to relax. And it was just back at it again yesterday, just getting all the cars cleaned and where you organized my garage, Dom. Don't be jealous. And made some phone calls to insurance for my broken back window. Talked to the home warranty company about my furnace. Made a delicious sweet and sour mango stir fry for dinner.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Throw the brakes on. Tell me more about that.
It was really good. It's just a sauce.
Oh.
I mean, I wish I could brag and say I made it myself and I grew the mangoes, but no, it was like a P.F. Chang's sauce. And I did the rest. I did the veggies and the chicken and the rice and all that. But then this sauce, man, dreamy.
You know, there are some people who have incredibly mad skills when it comes to the
cooking.
No, what did you say? You made a sweet and sour,
stir fry.
There are people who have really mad skills when it comes to stir fry. And I used to think, what the stir? Because I made it.
It's not a difficult meal.
No, it's not. It's not. And I used to make it all the time in the wok. And I remember my son saying something to me one time about, hey, I make a really mean stir fry. And I was like, well, it's not difficult. You just chop stuff up and you stir fry it. I mean, it's
pretty simple, isn't it?
Then he had me over to his house and he made it. And it was
a flavor explosion.
It was like going from Dr. Seuss to Kill a Mockingbird. I mean, it was just night and day. And I thought, holy crap, the stir fry I've been making sucks.
It's lame. The two things I have to put in mind are the water chestnuts, the sliced water chestnuts, and the baby corn. Those are two things that have to be in there.
Don't baby corn have no taste?
No, they have taste. They do. They got a flavor to them. You chop them up and toss them in, and man, it's adds some good texture to your stir fry.
I think you going back to what you said about the sauce. It might be the key because I think that's
sauce.
What happened with what my son did. I mean, you could put, you could mix in probably a dog turd, and if you have the right sauce in there,
as long as it has water chestnuts and baby corn. But the real fun ended when the meal was over because, man, we are on this kick. You keep seeing these stories about how people are drinking more during the Rona here because we're home more. We're drinking. We got to stop drinking. You know what we're doing more of? Eating ice cream, man. It is nonstop ice cream consumption at my house. Gallons of it. Every time I run to the grocery store, while I'm there, I get a text from Nicole, pick up some more ice cream. Get some fun flavors. So we've been trying all sorts of ice cream. The kids are digging it. I will rave about the blueberry cheesecake flavor and the lemon cheesecake flavor. If you can find that, man, to the moon. So tasty, Dom. So, so good. And then those mocha ice cream sandwiches I was talking about yesterday on the air.
Yeah, you were sharing that with one of
our one of those last night.
Why?
It's so good.
Good thing you're on the treadmill, though.
I know. I'd really balloon up. But yeah, we've been eating a lot of ice cream. Yeah, it's so good. You know what else I did last night?
No, you might as well tell me.
I might as well. We're just spilling. I had to put an app on my phone to restrict the amount of time that Reed is playing his Switch because he's starting to develop a wicked addiction to video games, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's like all he wants to do, all he wants to talk about. And a friend texted me and said that you can put this app on your phone that you actually go in and you limit the time. And while he's playing on it, it'll shut off on him. It'll just freeze up and say you've reached your time limit on the Switch. And I felt really bad doing it last night. He was not happy with me.
He doesn't lose all the stuff that he's accomplished.
No. It still saves your game and all that. But I did feel really bad last night because
He burst into tears.
Please don't do this. Please, please. I was like, buddy, you are on this thing constantly. We got to limit it. You got to get outside a little bit more. So I started, even this sounds high, I started at 4 hours a day that he can be on it.
Wow.
And the
that's
time,
a lot,
I mean, all day.
It?
We're talking about all day.
Yeah.
I don't know because, I mean, if there's an hour, hour and a half in the middle of the day where Nicole's working and I need to get some stuff done, I mean, there's an hour and a half, boom.
Right.
4 still might be a little high.
I wonder if this is
talk it out.
Because if after 4 hours, which is 1/4 of his waking day, if he bursts into tears that that's not enough... Then,
like I said, maybe. I think he's getting addicted to this.
Well,
but then I look
addicted.
At it, and it was like, this is no different than what I was doing when I was growing up, when Nintendo
right.
came out and Super Nintendo. My mom was talking to my mom about this last night, and she said, you know, you used to fake being sick so you could stay home from school and play video games. She said, until I got wise to it, and I took your video games away.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't fake sick to stay home anymore and play video
this
games.
This might be a bigger discussion on our show without it being preachy or anything like that, but more of a concern.
No, I'm not being preachy at all.
No, I mean, if we did a segment on it, I wouldn't want to do, well, when I was a kid, because for God's sakes, like you just said,
we've all played video games.
You did it.
We all love video games, yeah.
Hmm.
But it's just getting to the point where his face is buried in a screen all the time, and it's 90 degrees out. I'm like, go ride your bike. Go outside. Let's go paint something. Let's do something together.
And we can't just... I think this is a bigger conversation because my son turned me onto a podcast. I was on the phone with him last night. He goes, check out this podcast, which is called Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
I think it's done by the New York Times. They did this podcast, and that they're examining essentially how the internet and the World Wide Web has changed... It's like changing the structure of our minds almost.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared a stat with me that I would have to research, but knowing Dominic, it's probably right on. Get a load of this. Because you know how we do go down the rabbit hole when we get onto YouTube,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
One video after the next, right? And then over on the right-hand side, they're like, you might also like, and you got to click.
Yep.
He says that today, Americans will watch 1 billion, with a B, hours of video on YouTube. 1 billion hours in one day. Now, to put that in perspective, 1 billion hours equals 110,000 years. 110,000 years in one day.
Mm-hmm. So it's going on every day.
Right. And I wrote back to him.
It's mind-boggling.
I wrote back and I said, I want to be appalled by this. And yet, I'm on YouTube fairly frequently.
Watching it.
So how can I be appalled when I'm part of the statistic?
And it's hard to be appalled when you know on the other end, there's all these people creating this stuff to watch.
Yeah.
So it's better to be on that end of the creation, I guess, versus the consuming. Because I'm not mad at all the creation of all this stuff. I love having so much content. I love being able to go to YouTube and find whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So like you, I can't be mad at this.
But you have to sift through so much crap.
There's crap.
It's kind of like independent publishing and how that has changed the world of publishing. Because some people have said, you know, the good news is that anybody can now write a book. And in this case, the good news is anybody can post to YouTube. The bad news is anybody can write a book and anybody can post to YouTube. You get the good and the bad with it. So,
well, like our clickbait today coming up and trending, it's the shock collar challenge that has been posted on YouTube. So we'll tell you about that.
Right? Enough said.
Enough said. But it's funny. It's
this might be
funny.
A bigger discussion on our show. We might need to get into that 4-hour video game discussion.
Make a note.